It's Ben Lane, senior economist at CoBank.
All right. Talk to us about what's going on with labor issues.
Labor is a real challenge for agriculture lately. It's something we've been seeing happen for the last few years. And I think what's driving the high labor costs and the difficult availability is really that the economy is doing pretty well, so there's lots of alternatives for the type of work that workers that may be looking into agriculture and instead can find higher paying opportunities in things like manufacturing, construction. So agriculture is having to raise their wages much faster and much faster than they'd ideally be comfortable doing that. So that's put a real pinch on margins across the country.
What is the solution?
You know, it's tough. The solution, the direct solution, is raising wages. That's the thing they're trying to do. But at some point, those wages get high enough that it's not feasible anymore to grow those crops. And you have to start looking, do we import the work or do we import the crops? And so it's a challenge. I mean, I think it takes some creativity. We're seeing lots of different programs. One of the things that we're seeing is robotics is becoming much more feasible for a lot of folks. So where that trade-off used to not really favor robotics, it was too expensive. The higher wages are pushed, the more feasible robotics becomes.
Let's talk about dairy. That kind of ties in with the labor issues as well. The dairy price cycle, where we are and what is next?
Yeah, so it's hard to say where we are exactly. It used to be a pretty predictable 3-year cycle that the dairy industry dealt with, and we really haven't seen that since about 2014 was the last peak of that cycle. And we've been in a pretty sustained period of low prices since then. So I think we're sort of readjusting and trying to figure out, are the cycles a thing of the past? And I think to some extent they are. We're gonna continue to see lower prices for longer periods, and that's gonna take an adjustment.
And we're seeing dairy farmers go out of business.
Unfortunately, we are. We're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing others look into things like robotics, and there's a lot of expansion and consolidation going on as well. I think consolidation in larger farms is interesting because part of the reason for that is because it helped farms sustain these cycle patterns, and at the same time that sort of self-perpetuated, and the large farms now are kind of what's driving these sustained lower periods of prices to some extent.
Let's talk about cotton. Missouri, of course, in the boot heel grows cotton, but it looks like you are talking about a northern expansion?
Yeah, so we saw this year, we saw a lot more acreage move up from Texas, which is a big, big cotton producer, obviously, but we saw that move up into Kansas and Oklahoma as well, much more than we had in the past. And there was a number of factors that drove that, some favorability in pricing compared to wheat, and just given the longer periods of dry drought situations, that's shifted in favor of cotton. So we've seen that shift, and we've had to see some of the infrastructure, some of the gins start to move along with that. So I'm not sure that we see another surge this year, but I don't see us reverting. I think the cotton is still there to stay in a lot of these regions that it hadn't traditionally been.
That's interesting. And how will that affect the market?
You know, I think there's a lot of things going on in the market, obviously, between tariffs and a lot of different things. It's helped the supply. There's been really good demand for cotton, so that's a positive. And I think that being able to continue producing and continue to grow that supply to meet that demand is a positive.
Anything else you'd like to add, Ben?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.